It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
I'm doing all right. You're looking a little older.
Yeah, you're older. You're older than I was last time you saw me. I'm 36 now.
Well, I got you by 3 years then.
No, I'll have to bet 68. I didn't think that sounded pretty old at one point in time, but now it sounds a little better, you know, even 80 doesn't sound that bad, so hope to make it anyway.
And we'll probably still be doing this.
Yeah, probably still sitting here talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class James Edward Bjornson. James was born on October 31st, 1923 in rural Madison, passed away on January 15th, 2007. He entered active duty on September 12th, 1944 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army, was honorably discharged just over a year later on October 27th, 1945 from Winter General Hospital in Topeka, Kansas. He was a rifleman with Company B of the 381st Infantry of the 96th Division. Some battles and campaigns he took part in were in the Pacific Theater, the Ricus Islands, and he was wounded in action in Okinawa on June 14th, 1945. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he earned a Combat Infantryman's Badge, Purple Heart. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle, earned the World War II Victory Ribbon and the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal with one bronze battle star, as well as one overseas service bar and a lapel button. The guy's a hero in my book. Yeah, so thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, quite an impressive record there.
Yeah, I'm sure he had some stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure. One or two.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, looks like a good topic here today, helping older veterans stay safe and healthy. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a one-stop website for information. A press release came out on it wasn't a press release. It was a blog post on VA's Vantage Point website, which is blogs.va.gov. It was written by Sherry DeLoof, a social worker.
In the old days, we would have called it a press release. Today, it's blog, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She's a social worker with the Department of Veterans Affairs. It's for announcing a website for senior veterans with multiple sources of information. Some terms that we all wish we didn't know: pandemic, COVID-19, social distancing. And as you heard, geriatric adults are at increased risk for coronavirus. We could all use some good news these days. VA's Geriatrics and Extended Care website has been refreshed and updated. It's a one-stop resource for veterans and their caregivers. The website is va.gov/geriatrics, and you can find information on COVID-19, including resources, what veterans need to know about COVID-19, VA COVID-19 care resources, stay connected during COVID-19, and make your wishes known. COVID-19 outbreak has a potential to increase stress and anxiety, both because of the fear of catching the virus and because of the uncertainty of how the outbreak will affect us socially and economically. VA's PTSD website offers resources to help manage stress and improve your well-being as well. Some key website topics about this va.gov/geriatrics, home and community services, residential settings and nursing homes, paying for long-term care, making decisions and advanced care planning, memory loss and brain health, and more as well. You can subscribe through the gov.delivery system. You will receive monthly emails that feature topics of interest to help you age well and connect with VA and community resources. You provide your email address to receive updates that you request. The system also allows you to set subscriber preferences, and it's easy to unsubscribe as well if you choose not to participate anymore. You can help spread the word about what VA can do for older veterans, those who care for them, and veterans with extended care needs. Again, stay safe, stay healthy during these challenging times. Again, that website is www.va.gov/geriatrics, and You know, it's a pretty good resource. I went to it the other day, and lots of information on it. And, of course, there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you happen to have that number
here. I do. Thank you. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse garden, as you like to call it.
It's probably pretty green.
It's fairly green.
Yeah. Could use a little rain.
A little shot of rain. Yeah. Never hurt. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Well, anything else going on around that we should know about? Or
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
There's a VFW meeting tonight, I believe, third Monday.
Okay. I think they got one over in Dawson as well for their group.
Yep.
Over there, VF and auxiliary meeting tonight. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Other than that, I think that's probably about it.
Yep.
All right. A lot of good information there, Josh, as always. Thanks for coming in.
Yep, and happy belated birthday. My invitation still stands if you want to go shoot guns someday.
Well, shoot guns. That sounds like fun. All right.
Thanks. I'll try to make it fun.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Pearl Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Pearl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. The time now, 9:23. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and...